driving it like he stole it. It's the Steve Gerber Show. Here's Steve.
All right, welcome back to it. Hey, it's a Wednesday. Good to have you here. Say hi to your office mates because they'll be gone tomorrow. It's March Madness, Michigan and Michigan State playing, so keep that in mind. And tee up the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals because they'll be the ones getting the case coming out of Texas, I believe, where a Texas judge ruled that Obamacare is unconstitutional. And, of course, the Democrats are celebrating. Great, we get to argue about health care. We can forget about Russia. Well, you could have forgotten about Russia a while back. Seth Denson here, president and co-founder of GDP Advisors. Seth, welcome back.
Steve, good to be back with you.
All right, so break it down for the folks. What happened in Texas? Why are we back talking about this? What do you see in the short term?
Yeah, so back in December, for your listeners, Reed O'Connor, a federal judge out of Texas, ruled that the ACA was no longer constitutional. And this was because of a ruling that actually went through the Supreme Court back years ago, right? If we'll remember, John Roberts said, upheld the constitutionality of the ACA and the individual mandate because he said that Congress had the authority to tax.
Right.
In 2017, under the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act, the Republican-led Congress repealed the individual mandate. And so, as such, Texas, along with a number of other states, sued, saying, well, now the reasons for the validity that Judge Roberts said the ACA could be upheld no longer apply. Because if Congress isn't taxing, that means the only way a U.S. citizen can comply with the ACA is to buy health insurance, and Congress can't force somebody to buy a product. Judge O'Connor rules in favor of those states and says the ACA is unconstitutional as a result of the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act, and therefore it has to go away. And now this is headed to the Fifth Court for appeals, and it will likely end up in the Supreme Court once again.
The Fifth Circuit in New Orleans, very conservative circuit, like it's the only one, but it's out there. It does exist in the wild, a conservative circuit court of appeals. But let me ask you this. You're saying that the government cannot compel an individual to buy a product. That's the argument.
That's the argument, right? Yeah. So when
all right, so
again,
stop.
When,
I got
when
because
the
I have to ask you.
Individual mandate went away or it was reduced to zero, the argument was that now for a U.S. citizen to comply with the law that says you have to have health insurance or pay a tax, right? Because we changed it from penalty to tax. Because you can't pay a tax, now you have to buy a product to comply with the law.
Well, here's my question, though. Then, so when people are compelled to buy all sorts of things, the government dictates. And insurance for vehicles is an easy one that comes to mind. And so for the layperson, for the folks listening, what's the difference? Why is it any different for the government to order you to buy health care as to buy insurance for your automobile?
So state-based versus federal, right? So the states are requiring you to buy auto insurance, and that's what state mandate. That's just something the state comes down. Yeah. Federal government under the Constitution can't force you to buy a product.
I got you. So that's important distinction that people need to know. So, okay, the other big development here, of course, is that the DOJ, the federal government, is not going to argue this case. They're just going to let it, do its thing, right? They're not going to step in. And so I guess read the tea leaves a little bit here, Seth. What do you think is going to be the outcome in the Fifth Circuit, and when will that happen?
Yeah, so that was the important development just in the past, couple of days, was that the Justice Department said, hey, we actually agree with the judge out of Texas. And so because we agree with the federal judge is unconstitutional, we can't uphold our constitutional responsibility if we argue against it. And so you've got California and 21 other states that are filing against, filed an injunction. Even Judge O'Connor has ruled a stay on his own ruling just to make sure we don't mess with the markets and people's health care. So here's where I am, Steve. I've long since been a critic of the Affordable Care Act, but I've also seen this thing go through the Supreme Court twice and twice it be upheld. And we don't have, while we do have two new conservative justices on the court in Gorsuch and Kavanaugh, it was Judge Roberts that was the swing vote that upheld this thing in the past.
Sure.
And so he's obviously still there and looking at this thing very close. The merit by which the 21 states are arguing is that Americans can comply with the Commerce Clause and interstate commerce because Congress didn't technically remove the tax because the verbiage is still in the law. Congress reduced the tax to $0. And so that's the legal argument against the elimination of the Affordable Care Act. And so, man, I just don't know where to put my thoughts on this, on where I think Judge Roberts ultimately will go. He will
I've got an idea. Swing vote
on this again.
I've got an idea. The Democrats created this problem. And then they come riding in on their white steed and say, we'll save you from the problem we created. That's nice, guys. Now, shut up. Here's what I would suggest. I would suggest that the Republicans take this opportunity to say, listen, we will defend pre-existing conditions because not doing so would be political suicide, I believe, and put together and craft some health care plans that force providers to give us maybe truth, and pricing would be nice so we can see what things actually cost. That would be nice because the Affordable Care Act addressed a few things. It didn't address affordability. Kind of cute. So let's talk about some things. This is an opportunity for the Republicans to create a better set of laws, yes or no?
It is absolutely an opportunity. And unfortunately, Republicans have squandered this opportunity multiple times now. And I think it cost them big in the last midterm elections because Democrats who had run away from health care for the past few election cycles jumped right back in when Republicans failed to do something on this. Republicans have an opportunity. But to your point, Steve, if this thing is upheld, this overturn is upheld, Republicans are going to own that now. And you've got 32 million people that are getting a positive impact by some ways of the Affordable Care Act. They're going to have questions as to what do we do now. Republicans need to come out before this thing gets to the Supreme Court and say, here's what we do. And by the way, if they need help, pick up the phone and call me. I'm here. I got ideas.
I think that'd be a great idea. Get somebody in there that understands how it works. You're exactly right, but the Democrats are not going to help the Republicans one iota to get a better health care plan put through. They're not going to help him get an infrastructure plan through or a health care plan or anything that looks good going into 2020. The Democrats are already on their heels because of the Mueller report. You know that, and so do I. And they're looking for something desperate to hang on to so they can turn the tables. And the fact of the matter is the Republicans have a chance here to set out a better health care. You know, I don't think the government should be involved in this at all, but because they're already here and you can't get rid of them, you might as well make the best of it and try to figure out how to make it work for everybody, yes or no?
Yeah, so the key to health care is a free market system, right, that thrives on innovation. But a point you made earlier I don't want people to miss was truth in pricing and transparency. That's where the federal government needs to focus their attention. Drive down the cost by allowing the consumer to be the consumer, give them the tools to do that, and make the system operate in a way that is transparent. Republicans need to take that mantle, take it head on, and they need to go on the offensive, but they need to do it now.
Agreed. Get out in front of something for once. You know, you know what I don't understand? Why can Democrats find their way to Madison Avenue and get talking points put together and bundled up nicely, and Republicans just can't seem to find Madison Avenue at all, ever? It's strange.
I don't know what to tell you there, my friend, but you're absolutely right. Republicans can, Democrats can find a way to get together and come out with these
one
talking
message.
Points and strategy.
Yeah.
And Republicans have good ideas. The problem is they sit there and bicker on health care, you know, wanting everything. And we've just got to focus on the key things that will work.
Agreed.
And go after them.
Yeah, you got it. Yeah, that's exactly right, Seth. Seth Denson, president and co-founder of GDP Advisors. By the way, Republicans, you can get his number. Just look it up online, and Seth will take your call and tell you how it gets done. Seth, thank you as always.
Thanks, Steve. Always good to be with you.
There you have it. Seth Denson, everybody. Straight ahead, border crossings surging, 13-year high. The Trump veto does not get overridden. But what happens next? We'll talk about it next right here on the Steve Gerber Show.
Let's make the new year the best one ever with MyPureHealthSolutions.com. Lose weight, detox, and balance your hormones in as little as 25 days with MyPureHealthSolutions.com, formerly Nutrimost. This isn't one of those yo-yo diets where you lose weight with shakes or bars, then put it all back on again when you go back to real food. MyPureHealthSolutions.com uses real food from the grocery store. Our health coaches will support you every step of the way and track your progress. Lose weight and make this the best new year ever with MyPureHealthSolutions.com. That's MyPureHealthSolutions.com.
The Army National Guard is committed to keeping the country safe and our communities secure. composed of hundreds of thousands of citizen soldiers from all walks of life and in every corner of America, the Guard is always ready to respond to local or national emergencies. The Army National Guard reacts to domestic operations in each of America's 54 states and territories, including Puerto Rico, the Virgin Islands, Guam, and the District of Columbia. Each state National Guard's unique domestic role is to act as the first line of defense in support of civil authorities in their state. The Guard's emergency responses include search and rescue missions for floods, combating wildfires, hurricane or tornado recovery, and the presidential inauguration. The Army National Guard. We are always ready. We are always there. And in every state and territory, we stand guard for our communities. To learn more, log on to NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Michigan Army National Guard. Aired by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Every week at Ellie's Place, peer support groups help hundreds of children and teens learn to cope and begin to heal after the death of a parent, sibling, or someone close to them.
It just made me feel like I wasn't the only one going through this.
1 in 12 children in Michigan will experience the death of a parent or sibling before the age of 18. At Ellie's Place, children interact with peers who've suffered a similar loss and express their emotions in a secure and empowering environment. Learn more at elliesplace.org.